Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews and Naomi Collins, your hosts today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Today, our message is Some Greeks Wanted to Meet Jesus. And we're reading from John chapter 12. I'm so glad that you're joining us and reading the Bible in a year. And right now, I think we have about 300 or 400 people that are reading the Bible with us. And we're so glad about that. And we want you to continue and finish. And if you don't get to finish all the scriptures this year, don't worry about it. Because next year, you can start over again. And you'll probably pick up the pieces that you didn't get to read. Amen? Amen. So in this scripture, it says, some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem to attend the Passover paid a visit to Philip. And let me get Naomi in here. Welcome, Naomi. Naomi.
Hello, Charlene. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. Overcoming some barriers.
Amen.
Praise
God
the Lord.
God is good.
Amen. Today we're reading about the Greeks and Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Excuse me. All right. So Philip said, Sir, there were some Jews, Greeks, that came and spoke to Philip and told him, Please, we would like to meet Jesus. And Philip told Andrew about it, and they went together to ask Jesus. And Jesus replied at that time for them to come and return to his, it was time for him to return to his glory, and that he must fall and die like a kernel of wheat that falls into the furrows of the earth. He was telling them, unless I die, I will be alone a single seed. But by my death, I will produce many new wheat kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. If these Greeks want to be my disciples, let them come and follow me, for my servants must be where I am. But now my soul is deeply troubled. And then he began to pray, Father, bring glory and honor to your name. And then a voice spoke from heaven saying, I have already done this and I will do it again. And when the crowd heard the voice, because everybody heard the voice of God, some of them thought it was thunder, while other people declared an angel had spoken to Jesus. And then Jesus told them, the voice was for your benefit, not mine. The time of judgment for the world has come, and the time when Satan, the prince of this world, shall be cast out. And when I'm lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men unto me. Die? Asked the crowd. When we understood the Messiah would live forever and never die. Why are you saying that he will die? What Messiah are you talking about? And Jesus replied, My light will shine out for you just a little while longer, and most of the people would not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. Naomi, would you like to comment on anything?
Sure, sure. You just said something very significant. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That's extremely important, because all of us as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, That's one of the main things he wants us to do. Lift him up. Share the gospel. Witness to others. Share the good news. And by all means, share your good testimonies. Let people know that Jesus healed you. Let people know that you've been blessed in a certain area that you had prayed for. When you do these things, you're lifting Jesus Christ up. And when you do these things, you allow him the door to open to draw men, women, boys, and girls to him. So what you're doing is planting a seed when you lift him up. And when you plant that seed, it won't fall on unfertile ground. He will water that seed, it will grow, and it will draw men, women, boys, and girls to him. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that is so true that Jesus is a very attractive person. Everybody wanted to be with him. Everybody wanted to know him. And friends, if anyone wants to be Jesus' disciple, they had to live with him and follow his lead. Why? Because he submitted himself to the Father, his own Father, until he died. He never did anything without his Father giving the okay and giving him the strength that he needed in order to accomplish this goal without turning back. He had never, the Bible says, he submitted himself to the Father unto death. And I don't know if you know that story that the night before the Romans came to get him, he was praying in the Gethsemane, in that prayer place, and his tears, he was crying out so powerfully that blood came from his eye. Can you imagine? Actual blood. He was suffering so much in prayer for us that blood rolled. And what person would do that for us? Right? John 17:20-23 says, Father, I'm not praying for these people alone, but also for the future believers. Because remember, he was on the earth 2,000 years ago. And right now, the Bible says he's waiting in heaven until his Father says, okay, now is the time, go back to the earth. And he's praying for us 2,000 years ago, who would come to him because of the testimony of Jesus. Every one of us have a testimony about how we came to God, how we accepted Jesus, how he changed our lives, how he gave us wisdom, how he led us. And he said, my prayer for all of them is that they will be of one heart and one mind, just as you and I and they are. And they will be in us, and the world will believe that you sent me. What are we talking about today? Each one of us who know the Lord Jesus have a responsibility to help somebody else to come to know to Jesus. Why? Can you imagine if somebody never told me about Jesus? I would be going to the lake of fire. And in fact, I remember when I first got saved, they had a Christian girl that I knew from high school, who I used to be a hairdresser, and she came to get her hair done. And I had just gotten saved. And I told that young girl, she's a young lady, younger than me, and I said, you know what happened to me? I accepted Jesus, and now I'm so happy. She said, you? I never would have ever dreamed that you would ever come to God. I said, why? She said, I just never thought that you would be interested in it. But you know what? I came to a point in my life where I needed God, and I needed to know the real God, who is really God. And so when I came to Jesus, I just loved him so much, and I don't ever want him not to be in my life. Amen. If you would like Jesus to be in your life, would you pray this prayer with me? Father God, I don't know you. I don't know who Jesus is. And some people have never heard the name of Jesus, really. And Father God, but I know that you have to be God because you died for us. And Lord, you're coming back. And one day we're going to be with you forever. And I know that you are going to wipe away every tear. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you for writing my name in the book of heaven. And Lord, I will serve you, Father God. Show me what I need to do. And Lord, just as you have forgiven me for my sins, Lord, I forgive anyone who have hurt me. And I thank you for it, Lord. I give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the people who hear this message, Lord, that they would recognize that we are lifting up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you said, if you be lifted up, all men, not some, all men will be drawn unto you. And Lord, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.